It's the post-match show after Liverpool beat Ajax 1-0 at home to go through to the knockouts of the Champions League again. To talk about all of that, I've got Andy here and I've got Phil Blundell and Ben Jono. And Ben, you know, I mean, it wasn't, you know, a straightforward night. You know, they had some chances as well. They had a lot of the ball, but we just needed to go through tonight and that's what we did. And yeah. As champions.
Yeah, we went through, we topped the group. It was a perfect night. But I think also, one of the things that's sort of most encouraging about it is Ajax are really good.
Yeah.
Ajax imposed themselves on the match and Liverpool found a way to grind them down, to get control of the game, to play footy, to start creating them chances. They found a way to win. And that's what's most important about this Liverpool team is nine times out of ten they found a way to win. Tonight they've done it. It was exactly what we needed. It gives us a little bit of respite, gives us a bit of, you know, give them next week off. You know, give the players a couple of days to relax, to rest, and to recuperate. And it was a good performance. It was a really good performance.
Yeah, Phil. That makes a good point there about Ajax. And when the draw was made, you know, we obviously didn't get a huge team like we could have sometimes in that second season. But you looked at Ajax and Atlanta, the tough two tough teams there. They could cause us problems. We played them four times, you know, as a total, and won three of them. And that's really good going, isn't it? You know, the easiest team in the group, but we've left that one to spare.
I mean, usually when you get through comfortably like we have done, it's because you play the poorest side in game four or game five.
But we haven't. The two back to back.
But this time, we get to go there next week, and we're only qualified. We've won the group because we could have been in a position quite easily where there's a week-long discussion about whether you go there and you try and win the group or not, and we've completely eliminated that conversation from it now, which is vital, because what do you get to do next? What they get to do next week is paradise for them. We finish on Sunday night at about 9:15. They haven't got to play a game of football until
half four
Sunday. That's the longest they've had off since what, August?